T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time now for our Eddie Coleman Mets Report, brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Interstate Batteries, every battery for every need, and by BetMGM Sports. Place your parlays, props, and future bets at the King of Sportsbooks. Get the app today. Well, I'm laying odds, Eddie, that the Mets might play a game today. What do you think?
Might play two, matter of fact. At least I hope so, anyway. That'd be nice. Squeeze a few of these in. A lot of doubleheaders, I will say that. A lot of seven-inning games. So I guess they'll play a lot fewer innings than a lot of other teams in baseball this year. One way to look at it.
Yeah. Strange days. Well, you are doing a great job doing the play-by-play, but folks are wondering about Howie, and is there some kind of timetable for him being back? Do you know anything about that?
Well, he's feeling okay. I'm not exactly sure of the exact date when he will be back, but I think it's going to be shortly. It's not going to be a long hiatus, so I think sometime in the next 3 to 5 days, thereabouts, something like that. But I think he's feeling okay, doing well.
Okay, that's good to hear. Well, best wishes go out for a speedy recovery to Howie Rose.
No,
of course,
want to see him back. I haven't seen him for a while. Yeah, we've missed him.
Yeah, definitely. So this has been the weirdest season start. I mean, you know, in April you're going to get rain outs, you're going to get cold outs, and all of that. But between COVID, rain, and snow, I don't know how this team gets any momentum. And they swept the Phillies. They looked like they were finally starting to catch on, and the hitters were starting to get it. And boom, no games since Wednesday.
Yeah, no. It's tough. Especially after the way they played on Tuesday when they swept the doubleheader, and Wednesday might have been their best game of the year. I thought all around, that was a terrific game. They played well. They played good defense. Ran the bases well. Hit with runners in scoring position. After the doubleheader sweep, and then you have DeGrom going Thursday, and you figure, well, that's nice. You get Jake in the daytime is almost a guaranteed win. Best winning percentage, I think, all time in baseball when he picks up the ball during the day. And then you have that game canceled. You have last night canceled as well. I didn't even bother to check the weather yet. In Denver yesterday, it was, snowing and about 25 or 30. And I think it's warmer and better in Denver, but I'm not sure it's going to be great baseball weather. So hopefully everybody will be okay.
Let's flash back to Wednesday. Peterson, who got knocked around in that first inning the last time he pitched against the Phillies, was 180 degrees opposite this time around. What was the difference?
Well, he had his fastball. He established that early. He threw it for strikes, and he threw strike one an awful lot. He was ahead of most of the hitters. He's got a very good slider, and he had one that night, too. The one thing that I like a lot about David Peterson is that any time last year when he had, a subpar outing, wasn't exactly sharp, he always bounced back the next time and had himself a good outing, which tells me that, this is a guy that digs in, does his homework, prepares. He's very poised, for his age and lack of experience on the major league level. So that's really what I like about him. But he just went out and he attacked the Phillies, which is great to get ahead. That first pitch strike will help you a lot in counts as you move along. So he did that the other night, and I really like what I saw. But then again, I wasn't surprised because he usually does bounce back very well.
Yeah, and I think the key word that you used was poise, because he's a young guy, and you've seen young guys that get rattled when bad things happen. And even in that Philly game where he gave up four runs in the first inning, he settled down after that. Lindor had a little talk with him, and he pitched pretty well until he had to come out of the game later. So that's the thing that impresses you about him, and he's really a big key to this rotation, no question.
Yeah, no, listen, I think, you know, he's a guy that you have to believe in yourself, and I think he does. He believes that he belongs here, and he's had success, 10 strikeouts the other night, which matched his career high that he did last September. He believes he fits into this rotation. I think he knows where he fits, too, but that doesn't matter. You know, he's going to get the ball every 5 days just like everybody else, and he's got to go out and perform, and I think he knows that, and he's obviously disappointed when he doesn't. So that's why, he does his homework and bounces back well, and I like him a lot. He's got a lot of composure, a lot of poise.
And another guy that you've seen with a couple of really nice outings this year, who was I was kind of up in the air about, was Marcus Stroman, who wound up signing for, the offer. Mm-hmm. And I thought, all right, let's walk here. He's got to try to prove something. And so far, he's looked very, very good with pitch he's had.
Yeah, a lot of ground balls his first outing, not so many the second. He attacked, and it's tough when you face the same team, early on in the season. And it's, the next time around, 5 days later or 6 days, whatever it was in his case, you face the same team. And he adapted well. He's pitched deep into games thus far. They can't ask any more, really. That's exactly what you want to see. And, Stroman has, I guess he has something to prove in a sense, because he didn't pitch last year. He opted out. And he wasn't spectacular, I think, in his half season with the Mets in 2019. So, thus far, so good. He's had two very good starts, and I believe he'll pitch on Sunday, too, after the doubleheader today.
Yeah, well, hopefully there'll be three more games for the Rockies. We'll see.
Hopefully it goes as planned.
Out.
I know you can't count on that right now, that's for sure.
Yeah. Michael Conforto still struggling, and is it contract or just, he's always been a streaky player. Did he just basically start the season and part of spring training on a bad streak? What's going on with him?
I think it's up to over 16 now, so it's been tough for him to break out of. No, I don't think it's the contract at all. I think, Mike is the kind of guy that's not going to be bothered by that stuff. I think he believes in his abilities and knows he's a very good hitter and a good ball player. So I don't think that's the case. You've just seen a lot of ground balls off his bat, which is, unlike him. He's usually a line drive gap kind of hitter. A lot of his at bats have come with runners in scoring position. Some of that, may get to you after a while. After the lack of success, I think, that might eat at you a little bit and get in your head. But his contact rate and the swing and miss rate is way off this year. He's usually around 85% contact rate in the strike zone, and he's about 60 right now. And the swing and miss rate too, which is usually about 10%, is almost, I think it's like 44 or 45%, which is, way higher than it usually is. So he's missing pitches that, he normally takes care of. I don't think that will last a long time. I've always said there are a couple of guys on this team that I don't worry about that much offensively. One is Jeff McNeil. He'll figure it out eventually, because that's what he is. He's a hitter, kind of like what Murph, kind of like the same kind of guy that Murph was, and Conforto as well, too. I think he'll figure it out. It's just gone on a little bit longer than I'm sure he would like, or the team would like, for that matter.
Yeah. And Lindor really hasn't hit like that he can. He's learning the pitchers. He's learning the league. And, if you look at guys like that with Conforto and Lindor, and Alonso's not exactly tearing the cover off the ball either, that they are going to come back, and this offense will get a little bit of a spark when that happens.
Yeah, listen, I think this team is going to score a lot of runs. I really do. They obviously had a subpar year last year. It got better toward the end with runners in scoring position. They were, I thought, pretty much effective during the spring training. that, you know, you can take that with a grain of salt. But I thought the game, you know, the other night showed you some things that maybe guys are breaking out of it. Even a guy like James McCann, who obviously is, you know, much more important on the defensive side behind the plate, but he's a better hitter than what he's shown. He had a couple of singles, hit his first home run. You know, Dom had another three-hit game. Lindor, he was on base three times, I think, had a couple of hits and a walk his last time. It'll turn around. These guys will get better, and you know, I think it's going to be a very hard lineup to get through when they're all clicking. But you know, the stop and start of the season too, and you know, sitting around for a couple of days at a time, you know, you have to remember that. You know, they went, Sunday and Monday. You know, the last Marlins game was canceled, then Philly again. Now you have the same situation where the Thursday game was canceled and Friday. So it's tough when, you know, you're used to playing every day, and when you don't do that, it gets hard on you, I think, and it gets hard to snap out of funks, too.
Yeah, three games on, two games off. Three games on, two games off. the one guy who is thriving, though, is Nimmo. And, you know, people are starting to think, well, this is what they thought they had when they drafted him so high. You know, the guy is an on-base machine. He's hitting now. He's hitting for some pop. I mean, Nimmo's really having a great, great start of the season.
Been the MVP of the team, honestly, when you look at it. I mean, he's been on base at least twice in all the games that they have played thus far. He's a couple away, I think, from David Wright's team record, which is 10, I believe. So he's been rolling. The most impressive thing to me is that Brandon did a lot of work in the offseason trying to get better against left-handed pitching because he sat down an awful lot against lefties. I don't think they trusted him as much against lefties. They gave him a lot of work in spring training facing lefties, and he was better at it. And thus far, I think it's a small sample. I think he's 4-for-7, though, which is, you know, a good start. So he's obviously, you know, seeing lefties better and being able to do something with it too. So that's encouraging. And he's doing exactly what you want at the top of the lineup. I mean, the on-base percentage is ridiculous. And, you know, he's been everything you would expect at this point. So, and he's played, I think, a better center field too. We'll see over time, but I think he's gotten better out there. He's done a lot of work with it. And so all signs point up at this point with Nimmo for sure.
Yeah, for all the George Springer talk right now,
yeah,
Springer
yeah.
not playing, and Nimmo's turning things, you know, a house of
sure.
fire.
Yeah.
Okay, Eddie. Well, hopefully by next weekend, we will have some games to talk about, and you know, we'll have a Friday night game, and we'll be able to talk about things that have happened recently.
Yeah, what's really funny is the week coming up, I mean, if it does go as expected, they have, let me see, well, they have one off day anyway. They have an off day Monday, so we'll see, but and they have three more in the month, too. They've already had a lot of off days. So, yeah, I think they'd just like to play a bunch of games in a row and maybe get rolling. That would be nice.
Yeah, and I'd like to be able to watch, too. Okay, Eddie, we'll talk to you next weekend. Thank you.
Rich. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.